This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, happy Monday. How the hell are we feeling here?
Whew. That was a blender. It was a blender. You had a long week, LeVar. Well, all I'll say is, in terms of just getting back, it is such a task, a chore, to get back, like, in traveling. It's amazing to me how unbelievably hard it is to travel anymore. That's all I'll say. I'm literally working on, like, an hour of sleep, so... And just because of, like, delays and cancellations and, oh, we timed out. We were on the plane. We were heading towards our runway. We had to stop. We were there for about an hour or two because we timed out. And it makes it hard for you to actually feel good about doing things that involve you flying. It's crazy.
You know what? And I agree. I travel a lot. We went with the whole family up for up to Columbus because we were calling the Ohio State spring game. And what always really blows my mind is the difficulty sometimes going through TSA. Mm. And I'm not here to belittle or take shots at anyone, but I'll just say this: when you have a family of four. With like a crying 1-year-old baby and all that, and you're just trying to go through security, we're not the guy, all right? Like, we're not the guy. I'm pretty sure, trust me, like, no, we're not the ones you need to be really worried about, okay? Like, I don't know what little, like, security check things that go off or little bells, whistles. We're not that guy, all right? Just
let us go.
Give us a little bit of the benefit of the doubt that anyone I think that's in that position is probably not going through, you know, with a family of four and with a crying baby and everything else. Like, I'm not sure that is
y'all not path, on a final destination.
The path of destruction. Yeah,
it's safe to say y'all not final destination in this.
Man. Okay. So you're not the one to profile. Is what you're saying. No.
I want to get it down that subject. I'm just saying, pretty sure throughout the history of flying, there's never been a family of six, right, with four kids where they're like, yeah, that guy just came in and he was really trying to pull one over on us. Like, no, I am trying to get all my stuff out of the security line for our baby and for our three little kids who are just trying to make their way through. And it is chaos. Mm. Yet they're like, oh, sir, we need to wipe your hands. I'm like, yeah, you're probably going to get some formula on there. There might be like a little bit of remnants of whatever snack I just gave one of our kids.
Some grown man time.
Mm. Yeah, there might be. Yeah. I wish.
Damn.
I wish. But I just, every single time I go through TSA, I'm like, man, y'all are trying too hard. Like, with us, like, we're good. Just let us get through here so we can help you guys out. Help
so you're saying you're not Diddy's mule.
Oh, no. Sir, what's in the fanny pack?
That is not formula. Well, that is something else.
You can't sniff formula.
That's pixie dust.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, a lot of traveling out there, and you guys were away, but per usual, Scotty Scheffler gets it done, per usual.
Jeez,
and LeVar, one last day that we can,
here we go,
just live vicariously through the all-time greats who have donned the course that is Augusta National. I didn't even know where Tiger finished, I'll be honest with you.
Unfortunately, I do. He was actually, he did make the cut, which was, I mean, it's pretty impressive because you could tell just watching him walk. It's hard, man. I mean, he is battling through a lot of physical issues, and he still made the cut, but he did finish dead last for those that made the cut. Mm.
It's just so now, you know, this music showed really him, does matter, huh?
They showed him with his son on the range, and his son was doing something with him on the range, kind of like a drill. And I've also thought to myself, like, that is what this is about more than maybe anything else right now. Like, when I had the opportunity to speak with him, most of what we talked about was just being a dad and the impact, like, you have on your kids and all that, and like, when I think about where he was in his career, because Scottie Scheffler is there now. Like, he is the most dominant golfer in the world. He has been for a while. Tiger was once there where he just dominated in a major. He dominated and won tournaments when he wanted to, or when he wanted to turn it on, when everyone else was failing. He found a way to succeed. And I wonder if he's, like, still pushing through everything he's going through, because his son probably sees how much it takes him just to get out there on the course and still play. And it's more of an example more than anything else right now.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's possible. Although I would say probably not
that's
the best.
That's nice to know.
I would just probably not the best example to finish dead last after you make the cut. I think that's a poor example to set.
I don't think he was trying to.
Jonas. I think that's a great example, actually.
You do?
And Jonas, you would know something about that because you never win a bet, so.
Hey, well, you know what?
Probably watching
and you're used to finishing last, I'm sure.
Okay, let me go ahead and just make something very clear here. I had every intention of betting on Scottie Scheffler, and Brady Quinn talked me out of it.
Brady Quinn, that is the biggest lie you've ever
Quinn
told on radio.
Did me dirty. This is a man who golfed recently at Augusta National, had inside information. Everything told me Scottie Scheffler. That's the pick, Scottie Scheffler. And he pulls me aside and says, psst, bet Max Homa. Okay, sure thing. You got it. You were just there. And guess what happened? Bet Max Homa, and he crapped down his leg on 12 yesterday.
Why do you lie? Why do you do this?
Because it's better than living through the truth. That's why.
The truth is, Jonas saw plus odds for Max Homa, and that's where he went. And mind you, you could have gotten Scottie Scheffler at minus 130.
Yes, you could.
When he was in the lead. Like, it wasn't. He was in the lead. It was still, like, decent odds for
I mean, you could have gotten him at, like, you know, plus 400 before the tournament. You know, that
don't
would
put
have
your
been
awful
better.
Gambling on me, all right? I would have never given you that advice.
I mean, I got to blame somebody.
When you texted me that, I was like, I don't even remember, like, saying Max. Like, I love Max Homa. That guy's an awesome dude, but Scheffler's playing out of his mind right now.
Did we have anybody pull it out of the hat?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't believe so. Scottie Scheffler was one of the names in the hat, and nobody pulled that one.
How'd the rest of us do? did anyone even
how did my Brooks linebacker Koepka do?
I don't know. Well. Did he even make the cut?
He did. I think he finished +8.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lorena had the best finish with Xander.
Yes, she did.
Xander Schauffele.
Yes, she did.
Who did I have wrong?
Great job. Great job, Lorena.
Thank you.
Brady, you had John Rahm.
Rahm. Yeah.
Lorena, thank you.
Thank you.
You know what?
It was a golf clap.
Yeah, way to have the same tone as the music when you popped on, Lorena. So yeah. That's perfect. It's a professional.
Mood.
Yeah.
It is a vibe.
Yeah,
it's definitely one.
Do we have the...
all our picks for the Masters went to die. After Saturday's round, it was done. That was it.
Do we have the results, Lee, of everybody and where they finished?
Yes, we do.
I had Rory McIlroy. I mean, I don't even know why he showed up.
Yeah, Lee, I'd hope you'd have him. I mean, you've had 3 days to prepare for the show, which we will get on
at some point
in today's show.
Yeah, I had them ready, and then, I don't know, the gremlins in the system decided not to let me...
The gremlins.
Hey, let me tell you something.
How about a piece of paper and a pen?
You know
how about that, Lee?
How about them gremlins? The paper and pen gremlins.
Here.
They got a hold of you, too.
So much.
Well, Xander, as we noted, Lorena won with Xander. Xander finishing 1 under. That was the best finish we had. Then we had Tiger Woods, of course, last place, as we talked about, had discussed. He was the last cut. That was me. Good job, Lee. We had a tie between, I believe it was Brooks Koepka and Rory McIlroy?
Yeah.
At minus eight, or excuse me, plus eight.
That was me and VAR, right?
Correct.
Yeah. VAR.
Up top, VAR.
Yep. VAR.
Yep. yep.
And Hideki Matsuyama was in the middle of the pack. That was Eddie at plus +7.
Oh, okay.
Well, so we all kind of sucked, basically.
You didn't say Brady, did you?
Brady was wrong, and he was, I believe he was also plus +9.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
Not great.
Yeah.
Not good. Well, the LIV golfers, not good.
Let me tell you what is great. You guys.
It's over.
No, well.
Oh, my bad.
You guys would be mesmerized if you saw the shirt that Lee Delap was wearing right now. It looks
glorious.
It looks like an entire pack of chewed fruit stripe gum on a shirt.
Dang.
And he's rocking it, and it's Jimmy Buffett tribute, and it's got tie-dye on it. I mean, Jimmy Buffett looks hammered in the picture.
I mean, you
shirt.
Guys saw the video I sent you of Todd.
Yeah. Was he doing? Playing Limbo by himself?
Yeah, I mean, Limbo on his own. Dang. That's crazy what the body can do, you know? Dang. Y'all go really hard, Lee.
Oh, we survived. Just barely. I had to drag Todd through Hollywood in order to get him back home, but we did it.
What? Where exactly did you guys put the boombox once you went to listen to the show?
Above Todd's head. It was. Oh, you mean as the show started?
Yes.
In his goodie bag. He has a goodie bag.
So you could walk in there with
a picnic basket.
You had a picnic basket.
Yeah, I got my picnic basket. Always go to the bowl with a picnic basket.
Was it the old school one?
No, it's leather. It's actually pretty cool. So you could put it. It's got a whole wine setup, a whole nine.
So what are you picnicking with? Booze.
So here's the thing: is what I was explaining to everybody is you got to have a sacrifice beer at the top of your picnic basket because they're going to go digging through it, right? They're going to be wanting to find everything. So you got to have sacrifice beers at the top. So that way they don't get to the flat.
Y'all want a drink? Got to have a fall guy.
Got to have a fall brew.
So hold on. Explain this again. You create a picnic basket.
Yes.
With beer. You know they're going to get taken.
Yes. You know there's going to. But they'll let you slam it right there at security, which I did.
And you're like, oh, man, you're going to take my only beer?
Oh.
Meanwhile, you got two bottles of Jack Daniels.
Yeah, exactly.
So after they find the beer,
I mean, it's kind of brilliant,
stop
actually.
Looking?
Yeah, they stop looking. I also put a can of seltzer there, which is my mix. But they find that they're like, yeah, no outside stuff. You lie to them. You say, I just bought it right there at the hot dog stand. They're like, no go. But after they find two or three things, they're gonna stop looking. So you keep the good stuff at the bottom.
That is crazy. Like
a sacrifice beer.
That is crazy.
And you pack up a nice lunch, lots of sandwiches.
What's
and
more
chips
disturbing
and
is how did you know that that's what you needed to do and that it would work? That's more curious to me.
Oh my god!
Yeah, when was the first time you realized
figured that we need sacrifice beer?
Yeah,
long time ago. Long time ago. learned that early.
And you know the sad part is, of the entire conversation we had this segment, that's the one that's going to resonate most with people, that detail, because there's going to be somebody who's going to a concert that's like, that's a great idea. Or somebody that had to throw away a bunch of beer this weekend that's like, man, that's a hell of an idea. I wish I would have thought of that. Lee just made so many people's day by revealing he has a sacrifice beer in a leather picnic basket on his way to the Hollywood Bowl with Todd. It's great.
I'm still trying to figure out. Was this Friday for the Jimmy Buffett tribute thing?
It was Thursday night. It was late Thursday night. Ended at 11 o'clock. It was a solid 4 hours. Started right at 7, went all the way through. Ended with Paul McCartney singing Let It Be and then a little Margaritaville.
You got to explain to me where Pitbull fitted there.
Oh, Pitbull was amazing. Pitbull was awesome.
What?
Pitbull was, and Snoop. Of course, Snoop was there with him. But Jimmy, excuse me.
Why wouldn't he be?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, he's a big parrot. Everyone knows Snoop's a big parrot head.
Okay.
There's a great movie called Beach Bum.
You're still not explaining where Pitbull ties in outside of his ties to South Florida.
We'll keep the party going. Let's start the party, baby, with Pitbull. The concert's called Keep the Party Going. They're both Miami guys. And he actually has a song called Thank God and Jimmy Buffett. Yeah, which was amazing.
I'd rather see an actual
him and Bon Jovi.
I'd rather see an actual pit bull perform Jimmy Buffett than this pit bull at the Hollywood Bowl in front of Lee and Todd. Come on, Lee. Lee, that doesn't make sense.
That was a pity laugh from Lorena, by the way. It was a pity laugh.
Guys, it was an amazing spiritual experience. Have we had
spiritual?
If you're looking for some sports guys,
spiritual.
So with that many like big name acts, how much were the tickets?
North of 400.
Oof.
Yeah. But Pat Riley was there. John McEnroe was there.
Oh my God. Why?
Given eulogies.
Why?
Pat Riley was talking about the time that Jimmy got kicked out of a Heat game for calling the ref a parrot head.
Oh my God.
John McEnroe.
Is that offensive?
No, it's not. It's a very big compliment.
I don't know.
McEnroe was talking about smoking a J with Jimmy at the Vatican.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Oh, no. And at center court at Wimbledon. Yeah.
I'll say that's a little different than the Vatican. The Vatican and center court.
That was Woody Harrelson who was at the Vatican smoking a doobie.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford was awesome.
Harrison Ford was there?
Harrison Ford gave a great eulogy.
Did he fly there, or is that still not working out?
No.
Oh, wow.
But they did talk about, who was it? They were talking about Jimmy getting his pilot's license and how he had crashed a few times just like Harrison.
Oh, wow. How many eulogies were there?
I was going to say.
Oh, countless. At least a dozen.
Oh, God. Wouldn't that be like weaving in and out of just feeling depressed about the situation every time?
Just upper downer. Oh, man. What a good time.
It was a fantastic
time. Hold on,
time.
Lee.
Yes.
Did you get emotional at one point?
Oh, I cried a couple times for sure.
Oh, my
Jesus,
God. Man.
Good God.
Like loud, or was it just tears?
Just tears, you know. Like Paul McCartney was breaking down on Let It Be at the end.
Yeah, because he couldn't believe he was there. It's like one of the all-time greats, and he's here at the Hollywood Bowl for like, you and Todd.
They probably like knew each other. You know, he like impacted his life in some way.
Good, man.
To each their own. That's
cool. Lee, I just want to know, first drink to last drink, how long were we talking about that you were bending the elbow on Thursday?
From Thursday at 5 p.m. until Saturday at midnight.
Okay. Just an hour or two. No big deal.
Yesterday was a bit rough.
Yeah.
Sunday was the recovery day.
Wow.
What did you do for your recovery? Just curious.
Watch the Masters.
Yeah. That was it? Like nothing else? Like go for a walk or I don't know?
Self-keg stands. No big deal.
Yeah, it definitely needed fresh air.
No, yeah. All right, well.
The fresh air puke story is one of the all-time greatest.
It's just, amazingly, we were wondering, and it was even greater than we expected, the stories from Jimmy Buffett.
The tip of the iceberg.
Nobody better. There's nobody better.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern.
3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got a pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Right now, the old P. Petros Papadakis, the co-host of the Petros and Money Show, which you can hear on The Blowtorch, AM 570 LA Sports, a Fox college football analyst, and a man who is fired up because he's got Lakers fever. LeBron and AD get it done, and they've got the Denver Nuggets in round
one. The King!
Yeah! Come on, P.
Good morning, Petros.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Fired up, P?
No, not really.
How you doing?
I'm fired up for another one of the most competitive sweeps of all time.
Right.
I don't know. You don't think they could go on a run here?
Isn't what that guy Windhorst said last year after they got swept by the Nuggets? Well, this was one of the most competitive sweeps I've ever seen. Competitive sweep. Oxymoron.
That is an oxymoron. Yeah.
Damn it, I just spilled my coffee. Son of a bitch.
I heard.
Is it hot or iced coffee? What kind of coffee are we drinking?
Spilled coffee now.
It's on the floor now, Brady.
Floor coffee.
Yeah.
Anyway. Me. I didn't
was it instant or was it did you press it? Did it like
it was your line of questioning that made me spill it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. Look, I'm not that into the Lakers versus the Nuggets. If they win a couple games, then okay. And we'll talk. And I don't know. I might have to. If the King goes on a playoff run, crowning himself and telling all kinds of fallacies and reading the first two pages of a book, I think I might have to go on vacation.
You're not going to give him his props if he wins?
Yeah, come on, Petros.
Sure. I'll let somebody else do it.
Oh, okay.
Plenty of people give LeBron his props.
Well, that is very true.
He's great.
That is very true.
What a wonderful person. I'm so glad he's in Southern California moving his children from private school to private school and trying to control our AAU world.
I mean, that's the American dream.
It sure is. Yeah. I'm happy he's here renting the Lakers.
Renting them.
Leasing the Lakers.
Dang.
Finding a team that's one of the most iconic brands in the history of sport and bullying their weak ownership into acquiescence to all of his needs. Now, let's say they do get beat by the Nuggets, which is what's supposed to happen. It's what happened last year. It's what's happened perennially. LeBron is, they had their one championship in the bubble, but everything else, like they've not even been competitive in the Pacific Division. They were last in the Pacific Division this year. Last. Mm-hmm. And it was a little weird last night, right, to see like the two kings of the NBA, the two guys that have made the NBA what it is right now, if you like it or not, Steph Curry and LeBron, playing in the play-in. And all of the great players and stuff are like young dudes. All the teams that are really good are young guys just waiting for these old heads to get beat up and try to make it there. That's kind of odd. Felt a little backwards. But whatever, yes. NBA talk, the Lakers have won. And, man, they're going to take on those Nuggets, and there might be a competitive sweep. Hey. I can't wait to hear. What's that skinny-nosed guy on TV that's like a LeBron propaganda arm? Nick Wright.
Nick Wright. Oh, no.
Yeah, what him and, you know, the fat guy in Ohio.
How did you describe him again?
A propaganda arm?
No.
The skinny nose?
Yeah, skinny nose.
He looks like Squidward. Nose.
Oh, damn.
Doesn't he? I'm sorry.
Oh, damn.
Look, I'm not on one of those, like, hot opinion shows. My opinion's not hot enough.
Hey, Petro, I am wondering, though, if you had to predict.
Am I not allowed to say that about that guy? Is there something wrong?
I don't know. That's great.
Is that your boy, Brady?
I never know where you're going to go. It's my favorite part of that. Can we do this? Because I want as much time with you as possible. Can we? I don't want to do the BQ news. Can we just have Petros on for the next segment?
Well, I have to do the actual news.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I have to do KFI for. I want extra money in the UFL. They won't hire me, Fox, to do the UFL stuff.
That is hilarious.
So I need extra money. So I do the news in the morning. I fill in on Bill Handel's show.
Handel?
At what time?
I'll go today, probably from 6 till as long as they want to keep me.
Okay, but could you be with us at least
6 to 7:30?
Could you be with us at least for our last segment?
Can you be with us?
I've got to study my news stories. Look, I have a whistleblower urges Boeing to ground all 787 Dreamliners after safety warning.
I saw Judge that. Should I be flying? What's your opinion on that?
Seven jurors seated. We're on to the next story. Third story, half of Iranian missiles launched in Israel were duds. House delivers impeachment articles against Mayorkas. I got to figure out who that even is.
By the way, Petros, Lee Delap has another potential candidate for your news story that you've got to do with Handel coming up. Anyone else?
Oh, yeah, the Disneyland expansion. I'm sure you're hot on that, Petros.
I'm excited.
Oh, yes, we do have that. They want to expand. Well, that is an interesting thing, right? Because Disneyland is in a city.
Yeah, it's landlocked.
It's been developed all the way around.
Right.
You got the Magic Castle over there and all kinds of crap that is even more depressing than Disneyland.
Yep.
And Disneyland is depressing.
Yep.
Don't be mistaken. Whenever there's a sign that says the happiest place on earth, beware.
My ass.
Yeah. Well, honestly, beware.
Take your kids there. Tell me any parents there are
happy. It's Disney World. It's like Disneyland is like the cheap knockoff of Disney
World.
Well,
no, because Disneyland was first, and Disneyland is where Walt Disney built his kingdom, and when Disneyland was his vision. All right with you East Coast weirdos. I'm just telling you, Disneyland is the truth.
Knockoff version.
How can it be a knockoff version when it was first?
I get that. I get where you're coming from.
Is this going back to the initial playoff with Ohio State? Just stomped Oregon and the Pac-12 looks soft. Is that what we're going back to?
Nothing to do with the college football playoff. And don't try to do
2014,
that.
Petros Papadakis, the avocado room in Fox Sports.
Uh-oh.
He couldn't take it. He couldn't take it, the Pac-12. He goes, the Pac-12 is going to look soft. They're going to look soft.
And they did.
Yeah.
And they did.
Was I wrong?
Zeke Elliott.
I drove in from the desert to watch that.
Zeke Elliott ran through everyone in that game.
It's terrible. But,
Orlando's is better.
You're trying to say that Disneyland is like GoBots and Disney World is like Transformers.
Yes.
Who came
that's
in
correct.
Second is like, look, we'll do this so much better.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, because they have land.
They have land.
Yeah.
They've done very well with it.
But I will say this. I mean, I hate Disneyland. I hate it.
I've
never liked it. I hate everything. You know that. I do like Knott's Berry Farm. Mm. But Disneyland, I took my kids for one of their birthdays. And, you know, they built a droid or whatever in the droid building factory. We have to make an appointment. Mm. And we went to the Star Wars place. And that thing is damn cool.
Yeah, that
like
is.
Like, they did a really great job with that. Mm-hmm. The kids yell at, like, the Imperial Guards, and they look over and, like, settle down. You know, that kind of.
Right.
They do a really good job. Exactly. So that, you know, I hate to be rarely positive, but I will say that part, they did a really cool
thing. Yeah, and then you see some guy in his 40s walking around with a Chewbacca backpack.
Oh, I can't take it. Yeah.
Come on.
And then they have these clubs. We've talked about the clubs, you know, like, Geppetto's Raiders, you know, and they all wear like they have like social clubs, and these dorks that wear like vests,
such
like they're
geeks.
In a biker gang, and they walk around Disneyland in that way. We made up one of our own, but we have never had the vest made.
Huh?
We're the real boys.
Yeah. The real boys. That's what it's called.
We're the real boys.
You know, some people might take that the wrong way,
well,
Petros.
Take it that way. Take it however you want it.
There's real
a lot
boys,
of different.
Get in your bag.
Stand on business.
Yeah, I stand on the real boys.
The real boys.
Hey. Real boys running Main Street, bitch.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Don't set trip around the corn dog stand.
Oh, no.
Essay.
Hey, Petros, I have to ask you. Let's just say this does turn into a competitive sweep, and LeBron and the Lakers are down 3-0.
Oh, Vic will predict the sweep, four games in a row. Victory.
Well, I'm also wondering, like, how far into the sweep does LeBron James develop a mysterious limp?
Oh, you're right.
Like, when does that happen? Is it, like, down 2-0, down 3-0?
He says groin injuries over the years, right? Is that the biggest issue, right?
What was the issue when he was in, like, the suit with the shorts and picked up his briefcase and walked away?
Oh, his hand.
Oh, like, bad fashion.
He had his hand in a...
That was his hand.
Yeah, his hand was the issue then.
From the mutual masturbation of his legacy.
Dang.
Wow.
Dang, is that
dumb, dude? It's hard to live. It's hard to get nailed by the king in L.A. every day. It's hard.
God,
when he came to L.A., it really sucked. I wish he would have stayed somewhere else.
Petros is on one today.
You guys started with the LeBron stuff. LeBron bugs me. God, Kobe used to bug me, and now it's like it's like having a dictator. You know, it's like God. I liked that dictator before LeBron.
Jeez,
I miss Saddam.
Jeez. Where do you get your material for? Like, do you sit around and think about, like, how does this come out of you, Petros?
I don't know. I do the job.
It just comes.
This is my work.
You
know,
LeVar, have you listened to Petros before on PMS?
Yeah, yes, I have. But I'm just saying, where does it come from, though? Like, you don't like. It's all new. It's like
Petros will think I'm blowing smoke. He's like a Renaissance man. He really is super knowledgeable about a vast array of topics and things.
Great point.
It's his delivery.
I call it a jack of all trades, a master of none.
A master of none. Okay.
But, you know, look, I can't – as smart as I am, I can't get one UFL game in 2020.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Like, listen – And no disrespect to anybody calling UFL games. They can't break down which statues have the best putzos across the country. And
oh
you
my
can.
Gosh, that was amazing.
And if your name's Jake Butt, you should have some knowledge.
Jeez.
You should be a putzo insider.
a real insider.
Wow.
So what else do you guys want to talk about? I saw Brady on the spring game.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what? I got to be honest. Like, I used to do the job for real. And really, like, travel. Fox used to pay for me to travel all over as many Pac-12 schools as I could to see spring practice and all that. And I used to pay close attention and watch the televised spring games and try to, like, really stay up on it. And I don't know what it was, maybe 4 years ago, even before the transfer portal, when they started playing freshmen, like, a lot, you know. It just doesn't it doesn't help me do the job to pay attention to what people are doing in the spring anymore.
You know what's crazy about it?
Because the teams change so dramatically, you know.
They change, but even then, they're so concerned about a player getting injured. And I know that's always been the case, right? I mean, this goes back to, you know, LeVar and Petra, you guys playing. And like, there was
our spring
always
game used to literally be Waterloo. It was
our
a bloodbath. Yeah, there was a pile of
our
bodies.
Our game was a game.
Oh, God. Well, you know, okay, except for the quarterback didn't get hurt.
Right.
I mean, everybody else is full death.
But I recall, like, we would always have a few guys that, like, they would play a few plays, but not, like, the whole thing. You know, like, they would try to protect them in some way. And nowadays,
yeah, not
like,
in our game.
I talked to one of the coaches, and this is, I'm not going to say who it was. Well, I'll put it this way. The player just got there. And I go, how much is he going to play? He's like, oh, he's getting the star treatment. He's barely going to play. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, it's his first spring game. Like, it's his first chance in Columbus. And they're like, no, too good. Can't risk injury. I'm like, all right. I mean, it's different nowadays.
And Fox is going to play the Michigan spring game.
This weekend. Yeah.
This weekend with Joel. Brady did the Ohio State. And, of course, you know, we air these things. I'm sure it's in the deal or whatever. But it is interesting how spring football used to be like, bring your lunch pail and let's go to war. And now it just seems like an interesting precursor to the transfer portal where you're half-assing a team that won't even be there in the fall, most likely. And every team is different and in the midst of different circumstances. But it just doesn't help me do the job to pay attention to what anybody's doing in the spring.
I know.
I mean, the magazines don't even come out till July.
I was asking you quickly about Colorado, just because I know we've talked about their strategy in Coach Prime, but they will literally have an entirely new starting offensive line. The last year's offensive line, gone. All in the portal, all transfer out. They got a whole new group coming in. Like is this... Can this be successful? Like, is this going to work long term?
I've never seen anybody. Like. Have you ever seen anybody successful with an offensive line? Would they run it like a summer camp?
No,
right? I mean, but I saw the guy that the some of the names that transferred. One of the guys was a started four games at O-line later in the year because of an injury. The other one was a guy who came started 10 games, was their starting right tackle. He came from Kent State. Yeah. So, right, he would have come with Sean Lewis, who they treated very poorly, Dion did.
Right.
And now he's the head coach at San Diego State. So, you know, circumstantially, you look at all these guys and you kind of say, yeah, I can see why he transferred and I can see why they had him in there in the first place. One was from Old Dominion. The other one, O-line-wise, was from Kent.
But they were also guys they recruited to come in there.
Right.
And once it didn't work out, they're out.
Yeah, the cornerback, the whole deal. The problem is, you know, the wider view – you can't change out your offensive line every year and expect to have any kind of success. You look at the teams that are good. You look at the teams that compete every year. Usually their offensive line has been together for years, and they plug in a guard with a transfer or a young player, and they have a swing guy that comes in and can play, you know, both guards, maybe center. That's the sign of a healthy offensive line. Transferring them all out and bringing them all in every year, it kind of feels like you're chasing your money at a casino at 3 a.m. with wild eyes sprinting to the ATM.
Never works out.
Well, listen, P, I got another story for you that you can look into if you want to throw it in your list. A woman's body was found stuffed in a trash can in Sunland yesterday.
Oh, we'll pick that one up late.
Yeah.
For the handle on the news late edition.
So there's another opportunity for you. Get him on Twitter at The Old P. He is Petros Papadakis, the co-host of the Petros and Money Show, which you can hear on the Blowtorch AM 570 LA Sports.
California Department of Public Health urges Golden State residents to avoid Vietnamese hemorrhoid ointment. Oh. Yeah.
All right. That's the lead.
Morning, everybody.
This
is what I do to make extra money in the offseason.
Hey, Petros, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll do it.
Can't get a Birmingham Busters game or anything.
There he is, the great Petros Papadakis here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret.
like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you, in case you missed it.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee DeLapp.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jonas. Good morning, LeVar. Screw you, Brady. Guys.
Damn.
Good morning.
In case you missed this, lots of sound we've been playing today. But none better than what you're about to hear right now. That being from Jacksonville Jaguars general manager Trent Baalke, who gave a little honesty at the mic yesterday. Take a listen.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
What?
He's a very polite man.
By the way.
What exactly was that?
That was his ass barking.
Oh, wow.
Barking spiders.
That's got to be the most embarrassing thing that could happen to you.
But was the tease a lie? Most honest moment from an NFL front office all offseason.
One more time.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone to the final board yet.
He's not embarrassed at all.
By the way.
My man.
That thing.
He had to push that one. That was intentional. Maybe he's not embarrassed. My bad.
He's like, I got to get this out ASAP.
Dang.
I mean, at least he excused himself.
He doesn't try to talk over it or anything. He gives a pause.
Yeah, he paused so he could push it. That was that.
And just continued on like that.
Yeah, excuse me.
At least I walk away.
I gotta call. I don't know. That calls into question. Okay. Wow.
Now I'll say this.
That's wild.
I'll say this. Lee, you're a liar, okay? Because when we were in Ireland, it was me, you, and Jade, and we were walking around.
And I took five strides away.
Okay, and what did you do?
I lifted my leg.
Now,
and
we were in a park. Oh, no. We were in a really nice park in Dublin, like a really nice, like a big, like just a huge park with like green everywhere. And like,
open
it was
air.
Beautiful. People walking their dogs with their families.
Open air.
And this scumbag and a half in the middle of this park in broad daylight.
Cuts a fart,
lifts his leg.
And
like,
shakes it.
Like he's trying to get it out of his pant leg.
Like he tried to start his bike.
You could have heard this thing from space.
Hey.
Like don't even try and say that was the politest, most polite move in the world, Lee. Mm.
I could have just done it right then and there.
but you didn't have to shake your leg out like you had a beehive in your sock and you were trying to get rid of it.
Dang.
It was a rattler.
And then that's the one thing I do find funny, though, is that people will cut a fart in public. And they'll look at you as if you got the problem.
One more time, Lorena. One more time. Let's get him one more time.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
It's like it choked him. It choked him. Like, he tried to keep talking. He couldn't.
He holds eye contact and everything.
It blocked his airway.
Yeah, it was like he was playing hide and seek, and then all of a sudden it just went, boo.
Dang.
And he said, well, I don't know. I'm not really sure how to handle this. I had a guy, and I don't want to, because I love this guy.
You don't want to out him?
I don't want to out him.
Say
but,
names.
But a restaurant that I frequent, that I'm good friends with the owners. The owner of the restaurant, I was ordering some to-go food, and I believe this might have been in the middle of COVID. And this guy, as I'm ordering to-go food, like, takes the to-go menu out of my hand, cuts a fart, waves it with the menu.
No, he doesn't.
And then hands it back to me.
Oh my.
And not even thinking there was an issue with it. And do you know what I did? I ordered my food and I overtipped. I was in such shock. I had no idea what to do. I was so appalled at his recklessness with a customer in front of him in the middle of COVID that I just said, I kind of admire the balls on this guy. Here's an extra $20. I didn't know what to do. So,
well, it goes back to my original point off the air. It's what you are. You're soft.
It was just very jarring moment. But, you know, good for you, Trent Baalke. Had to get it out. Got to let it fly.
Why are you so soft, man?
Hey, man.
Soft.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Lee.
What else you got, Lee?
Let's talk about how soft Jonas is.
Yeah.
Well, guys, in case you missed this, the NFL could introduce a new rapid concussion test after FDA approval. This test, being called the iStat Alinity test, can detect two proteins that get released into the blood when someone suffers a concussion. According to its developers, it has a 95.6% rate of ruling a concussion if done within 24 hours of a head injury.
I mean, if you want to avoid getting a concussion, stay away from Trent Baalke's ass, because apparently stuff's flying out.
Ew.
Like every offseason, they're like trying something new. They got new helmets now. They got new. Whatever happened to the good old days, LeVar, with just a right L, with just that one little chin strap that the kickers used?
Hey, listen, I don't know. Maybe they'll start coming up with new boxing gloves and stuff like that. Maybe they'll start having, you know, boxers wear, you know, helmets outside of the amateurs. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, protecting.
You know, there was a time where there were hockey players that didn't even wear helmets. You know, there were certain guys, they didn't even
Craig
wear helmets.
Craig McTavish.
You got to wear helmets nowadays. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, things evolve, things happen. Technology makes things better, they say. I don't know.
My question about this test, though, is it says it's done within 24 hours. So if you've had any kind of head injury within the 24 hours, usually when I'm thinking they're getting tested for a concussion, I'm thinking of like a recent play and they're seeing stars and whatnot. I imagine every guy on the field has some kind of head injury within 24 hours.
Playing the game?
Yeah.
Not everybody.
But I mean, just the fact
degree. There's like definitely linemen are hitting their heads, and linebackers and running backs. There, you know, there is contact with heads for certain. Yeah.
I mean, it's better than cutting a fart at a press conference.
I don't know. That could leave you with a concussion too. Especially as violent as that one was. Golly.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.